Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
But we begin the hour with an update from Knoxville. Tennessee Volunteers with their spring game. The spring is complete. The orange and white game this past Saturday evening at Neyland Stadium. VolQuest.com's Austin Price with us for the VolQuest Report. Austin, thanks for being flexible today, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. You?
Doing well. Did you like the switch to the evening kickoff for everything that went down on Saturday in Knoxville?
It doesn't really matter to me. I understood why, there was really 8 of the 14, conference teams had their spring game either Friday or Saturday, 6 of them being on Saturday. Somebody was going to be in that late switch. And, I was pleasantly surprised with the fan turnout. I just thought with the potential for weather, with it being late, I know that the coaches and players have been clamoring for a big crowd. I wasn't sure if they would get as many as they got Saturday. So I thought the fan turnout was pretty solid given the game time and the potential for weather. But things probably didn't matter. I was more happy that they moved the Sunday round at Augusta up to 9 a.m.
Agreed.
So, Austin, Jarrett Garantano, and I know you've written a lot about this, he's certainly the guy this year. There is no competition at quarterback. And he's looked different at times now that he is the clear-cut leader of this offense. Did you see that difference on Saturday night with Garantano, with how he carried himself, with how he played in that game?
Yes, and I see it in the coaches and the way they react to him. A year ago, I think Jeremy Pruitt was, not as, I won't say engaged, but you can just tell, anytime Jarrett did anything, he puffed his chest out, it was not for Jeremy. I think Jeremy's, kind of letting Jarrett be Jarrett this year, because Jarrett's doing the little things off the field. As far as working with receivers. Not that he's not always done that, but I mean, to me, he has established himself as the clear-cut guy on the offensive side. And so, I think Jeremy's kind of letting the alpha male be the alpha male, much like, when T. Martin was coaching Saturday and Juwan Jennings did a couple of things I was watching, and T. was a little more energized than Juwan, because he knows that, that wide receiver room is going to follow number 15. And so, when you look at the grand scheme of things, I think Tennessee's offensive line has the potential to be much better than they were a year ago. They're not there yet, but this isn't August or September or October. So, they've got to, see what happens with Trey Smith. Obviously, he's the ultimate wild card. See what happens with Brandon Kennedy. But all that works in unison, whereas if the offensive line's improved a little bit, then I think Jarrett, given time, has proven he can make plenty of plays. It's just he's always got to, have his head on a swivel with what was the offensive line the last couple of years when he's been under center and shotgun. And then he's got plenty of weapons around him with the receivers, Ty Chandler, and the potential for Eric Gray.
Well, and if you're looking for, and I know we can't get too excited about anything or get too overly concerned about anything from a spring game, but if there is an area of concern, 2.7 yards per carry on the night with that offensive line and those running backs against a defensive front that we think is the biggest question mark on this Tennessee team. Is that a big area of concern when you see that lack of production running the football again?
Well, I mean, I think so. But I also, as you said, I don't think you can draw a whole lot of anything from the spring game, because, the defensive coaches were dialing up corner blitzes and little things like that. And I'm not sure the offense, believes that they were going to be getting any of that kind of stuff Saturday, because, most spring games are very vanilla. But Jeremy Pruitt and Derek Ansley were clearly trying to, get the defense as up to speed as possible. Because, of the two sides of the ball, they've been the side that's, been a little bit behind this spring compared to the offense, which has made plays. If you go back to the first scrimmage, Tennessee was able to run the ball and do it very effectively. And so, in my mind, I'm not going to draw too much from that. Tennessee gets into game one, game two, and that's the case, then there's a serious concern. But it's a spring game. Coaches are showing very, very, very little. And, I'm not going to draw too much from that.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com, with us here on the Midday 180. Jim Chaney has found different ways to move the offense throughout his career. We've seen Drew Brees within this offense, Tyler Bray, Nathan Peterman, and then at Georgia with a more run-oriented attack. What did you see from the spring game, and what do you envision working for how he's going to call this offense with the talent he has?
Well, I think we're seeing the tip of the iceberg with Jim Chaney and what he wants to get done here. I mean, obviously he wants to work the tight ends. Jimmy Pruitt talked about it post-game. You know, we've got to get more consistent production. We've got to get better depth at the tight end spot. And that's, you know, as far as roster spots, that's one of the deeper roster spots on the team. But, you know, the previous staff took, you know, a plethora of tight ends. But, you know, outside of Dominique Wood Anderson and Austin Pope, you know, I just wonder if the current staff is, you know, truly in love with any of those guys. And Pope's been unable to stay healthy. And so if he can prove he can stay healthy, then that goes a long way. And then what kind of summer does Jackson Lowe have? He was here for the spring. And then Sean Brown, the incoming tight end this summer. But on a whole, I think Jim Chaney has got 15 practices in to kind of see what he's got. They were able to see a few things that Eric Gray could do, you know, in closed practice sessions. Yeah, I think they're really fired up about Eric Gray. And more than anything, I think that they're really fired up about the skill guys they have on this offense. Looking at Callaway, Jennings, obviously Palmer, who, you know, to me can be the most complete receiver on the team. And then those you know, trio of backs that they feel like can make plays in the running game and in the passing game. Jim Chaney loves to throw the ball to his backs out of the backfield. I think that's something you'll see a lot of. Ty Chandler was able to do that effectively a year ago. You're going to add in Gray as well. Didn't see the wheel route all spring. I'm sure you'll see it this fall.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about Josh Palmer, because it's clear with some of the play calling and reports you guys have gotten from practice, he's identified Palmer maybe as the playmaker on this team with how he's trying to get creative to get him the football. Do you see that with Palmer?
Oh, no doubt, Chad. I mean, well, really, when you look at, you know, what he did a year ago, bouncing back from what was, you know, a freshman year that just saw him drop a lot of footballs, and it bothered him, and he was able to mentally get over it, mentally get past it last year. I thought he had a really solid sophomore year. But when you really look at the grand scheme of Josh Palmer's career, you know, he played, you know, he came from Canada down to Miami, has played very little football compared to most of these kids that are his age. And so he's still evolving and learning and developing. I think it's a great sign to see him kind of, you know, take a huge step this spring, because athletically, he's the guy that can get past the secondary. He's the guy that can do a lot of things that Jim Chaney wants to do. And then you've got, you know, Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway, who are just, you know, they're old steady. You know, you can count on them. And you get a proven playmaker along with a couple of really steady guys around him. That, you know, speaks to versatility, and is there any more versatile offensive coordinator as far as finding ways to get his best players the ball in college football than Jim Chaney? If there is, you're talking about one or two guys. I mean, he's right at the top.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com, the website, joins us twice a week for the VolQuest Report. Austin, thank you so much, man. We'll catch up later this week.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too. Austin Price, follow him on Twitter, @AustinPriceless.